Welcome to At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners. My name is Jim Storer, and I'm a principal at the Community Roundtable, a peer network for community managers and social media practitioners. You can find more about us at community-roundtable.com. Now on to the podcast. All right, so I'm here with Sean Morton from Nationwide. Welcome, Sean. I'm glad to have you here. If we could get started by having you, you've been at Nationwide for just about a year. I'm really interested to hear about what it was like. You went from Tech Republic straight into Nationwide. I'm wondering what it's like going from kind of a startup internet company into, you know, a large company like Nationwide and being charged with kind of directing social media.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, the big thing I was concerned about. And, you know, even, you know, kind of coming up through the interviewing process before I even was offered the job, that was something that, you know, at least on my own personal checklist of things that I wanted to get to the bottom of, you know, before, you know, in the event that they wanted to hire me, that I, at least from my own standpoint, that I had figured it out or had a good sense of. And so the first thing was, you know, the fact that there was a position, you know, had been created. I felt like, okay, there's at least enough, you know, support that we can get a new, you know, they could get a new position created and be actively recruiting it. And so when I got in, what I found was that my role is in interactive marketing. And so there was definitely a lot of interest and, you know, a lot of awareness of social media within that group. A lot of people on Twitter, you know, a lot of people engaged on Facebook and just different things and out there, you know, participating and learning about it. But I think as a larger enterprise, yeah, we were definitely, I think there was an awareness of it there, but maybe not a really good understanding of it. And so one of the great things that I had, you know, coming into Nationwide was we have an onboarding process where, you know, they set you up with one-on-ones with, you know, anywhere from maybe 25 to 30 people that you're going to be working with pretty regularly. And you basically just sit down for 30 minutes to an hour and just get to know each other, find out what they do. They can find out a little bit about what, you know, what I'm being tasked with. And what I found through that was, you know, my main thing was, hey, let's, you know, build some relationships with people and understand what they're doing. But what I found was that people really didn't understand exactly what social media was. So as I went to each of these things, you know, some people might ask me, are we all going to have to be on Twitter? You know, are you going to be starting a blog? You know, are we going to be on Facebook? And so, you know, part of what I realized that onboarding was that we needed to have maybe a higher level discussion. My assumption was, oh, everybody knows what, you know, social media is. And so I think it started from there of not only did that allow me to understand that we needed maybe a little bit more education around it, but it also let me see kind of what the general sentiment was from people around it. So most people were very accepting of it and very enthusiastic, but there were some people that kind of, you know, were skeptical and said, yeah, I don't really know what we're going to do with it. You know, we're a regulated industry. You know, how are you going to sell insurance on Facebook kind of thing? And so It kind of helped me set the stage and understand where I maybe needed to focus and the things that were really going to, you know, convince the people who maybe weren't convinced yet. And on top of that, we had a project that was still in process when I joined that was going to have some commenting on it that was going to live on nationwide.com. And that had been, you know, there was a little bit of a controversy around it as to, you know, should we be allowing customers or non-customers to comment on things on our website. And so coming in, it was kind of a weird situation to be in because we had a lot of people who had expressed great interest in trying new things and doing things through these one-on-one interviews, but there was still this feeling that maybe we weren't, you know, totally embracing it. And so my manager did a great job of kind of, you know, setting the stage and allowing us to get in front of senior leadership and present, you know, once I kind of realized that we needed to just do an overview, you know, I put one together. And we took it to, you know, some senior leadership meetings. So where we were dealing with, you know, our chief marketing officer, some presidents of our divisions, and went in really with just a basic, here's what social media is, here's what it isn't, here's what our competitors are doing, and showed some really specific examples there. And then, you know, kind of showed them some ideas that we had of things that we could do to, and we didn't go, you know, off the deep end. We went with some things that were very doable, you know, kind of quick win type of things to get, you know, kind of dip our toe in. And, you know, we presented, you know, three or four of these groups, and we actually got pretty much overwhelming support saying, yes, we need to be there. Yes, there's obviously an opportunity here. And now that we've seen that, you know, you've got a plan together, the next kind of step was, okay, you know, we're not going to go and do a bunch of one-off things and kind of go off in, you know, random projects. Put together a roadmap, show us how, you know, where we're going to be in a year, and, you know, and bring it back. And so, you know, that's what we did. We pulled some stuff together and said, okay, here are the ways we want to try to engage. Here are the things we think we can do. And once we kind of, you know, showed them that we had a plan and that this wasn't just something we were wanting to go out and play with, you know, we actually had their support. And, you know, really once we had their support, it was very easy to move forward.
So it sounds like, if I'm distilling it down, some of the advice you'd have for folks that are trying to kind of get started with social media and community at their organizations, it's, you know, kind of get that executive level sponsorship, work on quick wins, and then really have a plan, have a roadmap, and make sure that you articulate that, right?
Yeah, and you know, I can't overstate the executive sponsorship piece, because there, you know, while we had general, you know, there were a few people that had some really great points, right? They were concerned. They wanted to make sure we weren't going to be stepping on a bunch of landmines. We throw ourselves out there and make sure that we were prepared. But they also were willing to say, okay, if everyone else feels comfortable with this, let's move forward. I agree with the plan. But having a couple of, you know, senior executive sponsors was great, because not only does their name kind of carry some weight, but they also were really able to really kind of coach us on what other groups' objections might be. So they were able to sit down not only and say, hey, here are the areas you need to focus on. Just this strategy is going to have to address these things, because those are really important. But also they could kind of give us some insight and say, you know what, this group, I know their concern is going to be mostly around this. So maybe, maybe if you can address that issue for them. And I know this person in particular, you know, is concerned about these things. And so it really helped us to be able to go in and tailor that presentation, you know, anticipate their objections and questions. And in some cases, that actually won them over more than the content. The fact, like, you know, that was an issue I had. I love that you addressed it. And I feel, you know, now that you've explained it, I feel comfortable. And, you know, a lot of those people actually became bigger supporters after the fact. You know, than we would have if we'd have just gone in and probably answered their question once they asked it.
And as a relatively conservative company, I've got to imagine you had some challenges with legal or general counsel with some of the programs that you wanted to put in place. How do you get past those hurdles?
Yeah, I mean, we do. And not only, you know, conservative, but, you know, and honestly, in some cases, rightfully so, right? We're a regulated industry. We deal with, you know, each state has its own, you know, rules around insurance and different boards of insurance that we have to kind of make sure we're compliant with. And then there's other, you know, we have a financial services business. So, you know, we've got lots of things where just we are bound by regulation and law that we can't do certain things. But to me, that was great. You know, we kind of knew the box. You know, we knew our boundaries and where we could go and where we couldn't. And from there, really, we just, you know, we worked with our legal partners to just sit down and really talk through. I mean, I think what helped us is we sat down early on and said, hey, here are some things we're thinking about. We're not asking you to kind of give us an opinion on them yet. We just wanted to kind of start a dialogue. And we had regular meetings with our partners in legal to just, you know, keep them up to date on what we were thinking about, what we were taking to senior management, what we were hoping to get approval for from senior management, and they could weigh in on it as well from, you know, before it came to them as a project that was approved. And I think just that approach helped us a lot, because they felt like they were involved early, that they, you know, their opinions were important, and they weren't just kind of being the last line of defense before we, you know, went out and threw a project or a campaign out there. And so, and we also just have the person we work with specifically for interactive marketing is just very forward-looking. You know, he's on Facebook. He, you know, he gets social media, and that's been really great, because he's been able to take, you know, the projects we want to do, give us his thoughts. And then once we have something that works for everybody, he kind of then takes it and is really the champion for it within, you know, the legal group, because while he represents us, you know, we've got representatives from claims and from compliance and from, you know, record retention and different groups that all have to kind of be on board. And he, you know, kind of handles that on our behalf. And so it's great having someone who knows the space well enough that they can go in and kind of represent the legal issues without us having to, you know, kind of do that ourselves.
Well, that really sounds like a best practice for anyone that's trying to get started like that. I know Scott Monty used a similar approach when he started at Ford, kind of the partner with legal and make sure that they feel like they're bought into everything before you kind of try to push it through.
Yeah, exactly. And we even had, you know, one of the challenges we were concerned about was, okay, we're going to be using Twitter, we're going to be using Facebook. You know, a lot of the content we post on nationwide.com goes through a workflow that has some very specific kind of approvals that have to take place from legal and compliance. And our concern was, okay, if we're using Twitter and someone posts something and we want to reply, you know, we can't wait, you know, a day or 2 days or however long it would take to go and get, you know, that tweet approved. And so, you know, because we had a good relationship with our legal rep, you know, we talked through it and said, look, these are the areas we're going to stick to. You know, we're not going to talk about, we're not going to give advice. Because a big challenge for us is insurance agents have to be licensed in the state where they are giving advice. So mm-hmm. we couldn't be out there giving someone advice. Number one, I couldn't be doing it because I'm not a licensed agent. But even an agent couldn't be giving advice in California if they're licensed in Ohio. So there were all these things where they said, look, stay away from that, right? If someone's asking you for an advice, here's where we can kind of route them. You know, we said we're going to stay around sponsorships. We're going to stick around. If someone says, I'm having a problem with Nationwide, we're going to reach out in a very general way to say, you know, basically to say, I've heard you. You know, here's how you can reach us. You know, maybe give them a personal email address. Mm-hmm. And so once we had those boundaries set up, they were comfortable with us and my, you know, our team, you know, to know that we weren't going to do anything that would put us at risk. And then, so instead of having a workflow, what we did was we actually have them using friend feed to review things after the fact. We have all of our, you know, we use YouTube, we use Flickr, we use Twitter, we use Facebook. Facebook, obviously, they have to kind of go in on that separately, but we have that stuff feeding in through friend feed. So they can just pop in, you know, to one URL and pretty much kind of, you know, keep an eye on it if they want to, rather than having us send everything, you know, to them first. And so, and what was great was they even saw that as not doable, right? So when we came to them, we said, we're worried about workflow. And they're like, look, we know you can't send us, you know, your Twitter messages and expect us to review them before you post them. So, you know, there was a nice kind of meeting in the middle on this stuff where, you know, they knew enough about what we were trying to do that they could step outside maybe some of the processes they had for other pieces of content, and then we knew enough about what they were, what our issues were, and where the landmines were that we knew, you know, kind of where to what to stay away from. And so we've had very few. I can maybe think of, you know, one or two things that they've even come to us and said, you know, maybe if you could repost that and remove this piece, or maybe you could, you know, tweak this in this way. That's, you know, this might be a problem. And that's, you know, we've posted hundreds of things, you know, since we've been here. So yep. it's been a really good relationship.
Great. Let me transition a little bit. We've talked a lot about outside and how you're managing social media. Mm-hmm. Nationwide, it sounds like you're kind of building a strong community internally. And we've heard a lot of stories about Twitter. I think what you're doing with the application called Yammer, which is really Twitter inside the firewall, is fascinating. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, from kind of the first steps to, you know, where you are today with Yammer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back again, you know, I started last summer here, and sometime late summer, I guess the TechCrunch 50 occurred. You know, Yammer kind of emerged as their top startup out of that competition. And so, you know, out of natural curiosity, I was like, well, I'm going to go sign up and just see what it's all about. So, you know, I popped in my Nationwide email address and kind of, you know, and really, if you haven't used Yammer, that's really all it takes to kind of set up a Nationwide network is you know, throw in your corporate email address. They're going to set up a network around that domain. Did that, checked it out, and what was interesting at first for me, you know, having been on Twitter for many years, and, you know, I was like, okay, I get it, microblogging, you know, but for me personally, I was like, yeah, you know, but I use Twitter, so it was, you know, it was kind of maybe my personal bias of, you know, being a Twitter early adopter, that this was just kind of something that was maybe copying off Twitter, and I wouldn't say I dismissed it, but I didn't really, you know, consider it as something really viable. So I showed it to some people, you know, internally in our interactive marketing group. You know, they were all on Twitter already too. So, you know, we maybe had, you know, 12, 15 people who joined. We might have thrown out a couple of messages, and then it kind of sat there for a while. I think we did have one developer who was just posting into the void, you know, updating doing something with MySQL. This PHP script is driving me crazy, you know, but getting kind of no interaction, and it kind of sat there. And then as we started having these conversations with senior leadership around social media and trying to get the buy-in for our plan, usually before those meetings, somebody would invariably lean over before it would start and go, "Hey, tell me a little about Twitter." You know, they would always have some kind of question that they wanted to know that maybe they didn't want to ask in front of the group. And so one of our senior leaders, who actually would happen to be one of our big advocates for our social media stuff, you know, just said, "Hey, you know, I like the idea of Twitter." He's like, "But look, I'll admit it. You know, it's my generation. It's my age. I don't feel comfortable with just throwing all this stuff out in the public." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, you can, you know, make your Twitter stream private." I'm like, "But then you lose a lot of the value and the discoverability and the people who will, you know, connect with you based on stuff you're posting about. So, you know, you can do that, but, you know, it kind of limits what you're doing." He said, I wish there was something that we could just do internally that was nationwide focused, that only was associates, because I think that could really help us just with engagement and collaboration." And so, you know, here's, I get to look like, you know, a genius. I'm like, "Well, there is something and it's already set up." And so, you know, basically I tell him about Yammer. And at the same time, one of our senior IT leaders was just coming to the table and hears us talking, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Yammer." Kind of give him, you know, the quick elevator pitch on it. And then, you know, our meeting starts and we don't really talk a lot more about it. But then over, like, you know, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, I suddenly see, I mean, inundated with signups and, you know, people joining. You know, this person's joined, and getting these daily digests of all these people joining. Well, it turns out those two guys went out to their organization and said, "Hey, you know, Sean told us about this tool. I think it could be interesting. You know, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to be out there actively posting stuff. If you find value in it, great. If not, you know, no sweat. But we think this is could be something that could really cross teams and business units and really help us share information a lot quicker." So,
and how long ago was this, Sean, when you first kind of saw it start to bloom?
Probably, I would say maybe October of last year. And as of right now, let me pull it up. I think we have about 4,500 people at Nationwide that have signed up for Yammer. And, you know, obviously they're not all active, but we're still in the hundreds of messages a day kind of territory for posts. And so to me, it's still one of those things that, you know, I'm happy to take credit for. But, you know, still it's a little bit, you know, mind-boggling to me that we've gotten that level of activity, because number one, it's not something that you can go out on our intranet and there's a, you know, a link to it, or there's anything that that's encouraging people to do it. It's really been one of those classic word of mouth, you know, things where people just start telling each other about it and they've started posting. And now with groups, we've got almost 150 groups set up. I mean, there's just, you know, people not only have taken to it, but they've all, you know, started to take to maybe some of the more advanced features that you know, that not everybody would use. And so I've even thrown out a couple of questions where, you know, throughout, as this was taking on, of like, you know, "Is this your first social network? Are you using, you know, Facebook or Twitter, you know, in your, you know, personal accounts?" You know, just trying to kind of understand, were these first time users of social tools who didn't see this as social media, or were these people who were kind of segmenting their communication? And a lot of people said, "Yeah, I've got Facebook, but I would never talk about work stuff or connect with people at work on Facebook. I love that I can do that here." Keep it separate. It's private. So people on Facebook aren't seeing the stuff I'm talking about from work. And so it was really interesting that, you know, whereas I tend to be a person who likes to use, I tend to like to use Facebook to have a better connection with my coworkers, just because I feel like it helps us work better together, right? If I have a little common, we have some common ground, whereas a lot of people are saying, "Hey, look, you know, I like people I work with, but, you know, I like to kind of keep it separate." And so it was just interesting to get that perspective. And, you know, I've had people that, you know, I've connected with on things that would never have met otherwise. We've got the two most senior guys that have been posting on there will post kind of a, you know, a summary of the meetings they have with our CEO. They have kind of a cabinet meeting. They'll come in and post and say, "Hey, we just met with Steve. You know, we covered these topics. Look for more information on this, this, and this coming soon from your, you know, from your leadership team." And they'll get, you know, several people just chiming in with, "Hey, thanks. You know, it's so great you guys are posting this. You know, love the visibility we're getting to, you know, to this level of the organization." And so, you know, overwhelmingly, it's been a positive thing that people have seen, you know, the ability to access stuff. And we're now even starting to see a little more of the, you know, maybe not so much work-related stuff, but where you can see people are getting more comfortable with each other and that the relationships are forming here are maybe deepening a little bit, where they're sharing, you know, hey, you know, found a great restaurant in downtown Columbus if you want to check it out, or, you know, kind of adding stuff that isn't purely work related.
I wonder how long it'll be until that whole project tips into the place where everyone's comfortable with, you know, work and personal going on in there, or if it'll always stay more focused on work.
Yeah, I mean, I think with this group functionality that Yammer has, I think, you know, I think that does allow you to maybe play with both, you know, to have, if you want to make a group and get in there and really focus on your very specific area of the company, and then maybe in the more general stuff you can, you know, so it's just been interesting to watch it as it's grown and, you know, completely kind of one of those happy accidents where, you know, a tool that I didn't really, you know, because of my bias towards Twitter, I maybe didn't, you know, see the opportunity. And again, probably my bias of thinking, oh, well, you know, we're in an insurance company. I've been there a couple months, you know, still kind of overcoming mm-hmm. the whole thing of, you know, maybe I'm more advanced because I used to work at CNET or something, you know what I mean? So it kind of a lot of personal biases and me, you know, coming through and why I wasn't really pushing the tool harder. But it's great to, you know, kind of be proven wrong on that and have people, you know, I mean, people posting photos from events we're having. You know, we had a NASCAR event yesterday where we had some drivers show up at our Des Moines office, you know, and they're posting the pictures they took, you know, of them with the drivers and things. So, I mean, it's interesting to see it. To see how people use it.
Well, I appreciate it, Sean. Where can folks find you online?
You can find me on Twitter under the username Smorty71, S-M-O-R-T-Y-7-1. Also have a blog at smorty71.com. And you can find me on Facebook at /Sean Morton, S-H-A-W-N-M-O-R-T-O-N.
Perfect. Appreciate the time today, Sean.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us today on At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners, sponsored by the Community Roundtable. That's community-roundtable.com. Also, special thanks to Kit Seaborg and the team at bumpertunes.net for providing the music in this podcast. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to check in next week for the next At the CR Quick Chat. Have a great day.